Former Soviet nations are keeping a close eye on the Ukraine crisis. War victims find healing in Sierra Leone. And interns are doing more than just fetching coffee in Puerto Rico. Stick around for today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. There's a lot on the line as leaders from the U.S., European Union, Russia, and Ukraine meet today in Geneva. They're looking for ways to de-escalate the five-month-long crisis in Ukraine without using force. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says the outcome is of special interest to the former Soviet nations in Central Asia.
Churches in all of the countries are watching what happens on a day-by-day basis. Central Asia is a matter of significant concern because of the crackdown on the churches in those regions. We've seen raids take place and literature confiscated. It's really a sad situation.
Where the crisis goes from here also factors into SGA's summer camp ministry. If Russia expands into the reach of the former Soviet countries of Central Asia, this ministry could face even more restrictions.
We would ask that these summer camps be bathed in prayer. Pray for the workers, the preparations, and above all, pray for the children.
Next, it's been 5 months since Typhoon Haiyan devastated the Philippines. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, is coming alongside local ministries to get them going again. Many leaders have left the area in the meantime. Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid says,
right now, they're off trying to find employment to be able to keep their families going. And that is a problem for ministries. They're not back on their feet yet. And there's a disability there. They're disabled from doing a lot of things they want to do in ministry because they're busy rebuilding.
Ben Valkenburg explains that the area will never be the same again.
Still, if people have hope, they'll be doing fine. And the main way we have hope is actually in Christ and knowing that we're in His hand and that we think of the eternal things and we have eternal values. And as long as people are hearing the gospel and they're hearing the Bible preached, they're going to have hope.
You can support rebuilding. Read the whole story online to find out how. This is Mission Network News. Educational Care is a six-module course launched by Worldwide Christian Schools in Africa, Southeast Asia, and South America. It trains teachers in a biblical worldview regarding discipline, learning styles, school management, education, and more. But does it work? WWCS's Dale Dielman says not only does it make better teachers, but it also makes better communities.
It's really transformed the way that people think about themselves in relationship to God. And we've heard that some teachers have said that, you know, it really transformed my family life. So, you know, you really can't get too far into Scripture looking at it from a professional point of view before it really begins to convict you on a personal level, too.
The way these modules are taught is parallel to training offered to church planters.
There are a lot of similarities in how we are working to empower people on the grassroots level, whether they are teachers or pastors, or church planters, evangelists, or whomever, elders and deacons in churches who've never received real training in these leadership areas.
At our website, you can read what one teacher had to say for herself about the training. Meanwhile, April 26 marks a milestone anniversary in Sierra Leone. It's the day former Liberian President Charles Taylor was convicted of planning and funding some of the most horrific war crimes in Sierra Leone's civil war. According to Reach Beyond, an estimated 500,000 people are still living with trauma. But Reach Beyond's in-country partner is helping victims find peace in Christ with a new counseling center. And the Jesus Film Project wants to see the Jesus film translated into more than 1,500 languages. But they're going to need some help to get there, which is why they've launched the Stint Internship Program. It's hands-on training for young people who are missions-minded and looking for ways to get involved. Are they effective? You bet. A stinter in Latin America shares how her team is helping share Christ's story in Puerto Rico. The details are at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Passion Week, and along with our normal daily newscasts, we're offering a special broadcast for you as you consider your response to these observations. You'll find the link at Mission Network News in the podcast section under interviews. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.